Hi, this is Nick with the Family Gamers on the Gen Con floor with Ryan Lockett from Red Raven Games. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
What's been your favorite part of the con so far?
Oh, my favorite part has been, last night we stayed up and played some games. We played Sagrada and Azul. It was fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
What would you say is your all-time favorite board game?
Oh, that's,
you had to choose. On
yeah,
the
that's a tough one. Currently, it's probably Race for the Galaxy. I know it's technically a card game, but I like that one a lot. I'm also a big fan of I Love Agricola. It's been a favorite for years. So
awesome. Cool. So can you tell us about what's new and exciting at Red Raven?
Yeah, so we just released Amber Mines. It's an expansion for Near and Far. And we also, recently we also released Megaland, which is a target.
Yes.
And it's very exciting for us. It's a little lighter. It's a push your luck game, but it's a beautiful game. It's got like an amazing insert to hold all the cards and stuff.
I opened that box and I don't think I saw some of the teasers before.
Yeah.
Opened it up the other night. You know, we were playing before Gen Con and I just opened up like, oh, my eyes just popped out of my head. I'm like, holy moly, this is awesome. I mean, the value you put in this game for the price point at Target is just unbelievable.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there's also a secret hidden below the insert if you have not checked yet.
Oh, I did not know that. I'm going to go back to my room tonight and go do that.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's like an Easter egg because I was trying to do a video game sort of theme for Megaland. And so underneath, yeah, that was like the hidden Easter egg that, you know, they do that in video games.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow. I don't know that anybody knows that. So we might be hearing it here first.
Awesome. I've seen a few people find it.
Okay,
but,
cool.
Yeah, it's. I think a lot of people are. They'll get a surprise at some point.
I know because I played it, but so Megaland's a very family-friendly game. What would you say is the age entry on this one?
So the box is 8+, but, you know, we play it with my 6-year-old, and she loves it.
Okay. And then I know you guys just released Amber Mines. Can you tell us a little bit about Amber Mines' expansion for Near and Far?
Yeah, Amber Mines adds new mine cards, so it expands the mine. You can explore the mine by drawing cards, and you sort of build it out over time. And also, it adds spell cards, which give you new abilities, and a whole bunch of crazy stuff. New characters.
Oh, cool. And how does the co-op mode work?
The co-op mode, so you're fighting against the Red King's forces. And so basically you're adding up everybody's score together, but there's a time track that moves along. And as it moves along, like the point value that you need when you finish the game goes higher and higher. So you're trying to finish it as soon as you can. But if you finish too early, you won't have enough points. So it's sort of a timing thing. Also, you have to fight against the Red King's minions that come out and sort of stop your progress at the town. So.
Okay, cool. And then what do you guys have up in the works? What's up next for you guys?
Coming up in October is a game called Haven, designed by Alf Siegert. And it's a two-player game. It's like a mystical forest versus this evil city that's trying to take it over.
Oh, that sounds yeah. cool. And what's the age entry on that one?
I believe it's 13+.
Okay. But for us with gamer kids that have been playing for years, we might be able to handle it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with us today. We'll look forward to seeing what's coming up in the future.
Yeah, thanks a lot. All right.